This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. It's been called a gateway drug, but in some states, it's a legal medicine. One you can buy and sell, provided you have a license. But whatever you call it or however you want to use it, commentator Todd Buchholz says the war on marijuana is costing lots and lots of taxpayer money to go up in smoke.
I consider myself tough on crime, but every time I wait in a slow, snaking line at the airport, I wonder why we're wasting so many public dollars chasing down marijuana users. Now, I've never touched the stuff, but at a time of exploding budget deficits, keeping pot illegal costs taxpayers a ridiculous amount of money. Nearly half of all U.S. drug arrests are for marijuana. Don't we have better ways of deploying our police than sending them after people toking on some dried-out vegetable? By chasing after users and sellers, we actually incite more crime. If you lock up a seller and create a shortage of pot, the price goes up, right? Well, when the price goes up, that inspires more growers and dealers to enter the trade because the profits are even higher. This is not Adam Smith on drugs. This is Adam Smith stone cold sober. Here's another way to look at it. Coffee is addictive, right? But you don't see murderous trafficking in it. If we ban coffee, you'd find 100 million Americans trying to corner Howard Schultz in an alley outside a boarded-up Starbucks. Hey, score me a mochaccino. Leave the gun. Take the latte. A Harvard study showed that the U.S. would save nearly $8 billion by decriminalizing marijuana. Then there's every bureaucrat's favorite word, revenue. States could raise up to $6 billion by taxing the stuff. A friend assured me 3/4 of those receipts would come from the extra sales of Doritos alone. Now, I'm not suggesting that smoking marijuana is a good thing. It's not. It damages your lungs, toys with your chromosomes, and might make you dopier. But let's face it, nearly 10 million people watch Jersey Shore. There are plenty of ways to keep dopey people busy without providing them with overnight lodging on your dime at your local jail.
Commentator Todd Buchholz was an economic advisor to the first President Bush. He's most recently the author of Rush, Why You Need and Love the Rat Race. Tell us what you think at marketplace.org.